I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 995, Comfort. When you hear the word comfort, what immediately pops into your head? You might think comfort food, or comfort inn, you know, the hotel chain, or just comfortable. But when you think of comfort, do you ever think about God? With the world the way it is today, we all could use some comfort. But it doesn't come from something you eat or drink or somewhere you go or something you do. Lasting comfort is a gift. It's something that comes to us from the one who abides with us. That's the promise of Christmas. This podcast is called T2G or The Two Greatest because Jesus said to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. It's way easier to love when we know that the God we're supposed to love is with us, and He's not going anywhere. If you read the book of Lamentations in the Jewish scriptures, you'll quickly see that it's definitely not a feel-good novel. In fact, Jeremiah is lamenting the exile that came to the people of God in 586 BC by the Babylonians. He's filled with grouchy grief, and he repeatedly says, "There is no comfort." We see it in places like Lamentation 1, verses 2, 9, 17, 21. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. She has none to comfort. Her downfall was terrible with none to comfort. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is none to comfort. They heard my groaning, but there was none to comfort. Wow. This book of glad tidings is historically put between the first and the second half of Isaiah. The first half of Isaiah is full of woe as the writer looks at the coming exile. The second half of Isaiah, chapters 40 to 66, turns our attention not to the crisis, because the crisis has already come, they're in exile, but to comfort, comfort for God's troubled people. Isaiah's point is to hope, to have a future. Isaiah 40 starts out the second half of this prophetic book not with no comfort, but with comfort. Isaiah writes, "Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and her iniquity is pardoned and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." You know, Christmas is about a lot of things, and I hope you will add today comfort to that list. Ultimately, when Isaiah was writing, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given," Isaiah ultimately was pointing us to the person of Jesus, the one who, Matthew said, will save his people from their sins. And that's very good news. Here's the great question for you today. Where are your heart and emotions right now? Would you say that you're living more out of the woes of the first half of Isaiah? Or are you living more out of the comfort of the second? Let's pray this prayer adapted from ChristianityToday.com. Father God, I trust that you are in control of my life at all times. Calm my heart. Keep me away from the spirit of fear and anxiety. You are the only one who can comfort me now. Surround me with your peace that passes all understanding. Raise me up in your victorious right hand. Walk me through the challenges that I'm going through. Grant me your strength, God, that I may not give up even if the going gets tough. Help me, God, to focus on you and not on my problems. I know that you, God, are bigger than all of those problems combined. If I put my trust in you, I will never be disappointed. If I wait on you, I will never grow weary. Enable me, God, to have patience and to fully depend on your strength, that I may soar on wings like eagles. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 996. And in the meantime, before Jesus left to return to the Father, he gave us a promise. And it was a promise of comfort. He said he would send the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Spirit who comes alongside of us and lives in us and through us, and is the seal, the deposit, the guarantee that all will be well. As John 14:26 says, the Holy Spirit also comforts us by interceding, by praying what we don't know how to pray in Romans 8:26, by bringing God's presence in Philippians 4, by counseling us, reminding us of God's promises in John 14:26, by giving us understanding, even spiritual eyes, to discern God's will, Romans 12:2, and by securing us, sealing us as a child of God. We feel safe when things around us are chaotic because we are assured of our standing with God, Ephesians 1:13. Paul calls God the God of all comfort. Today, I pray that you will add one more word to the gift of Christmas. That word is comfort.